Welcome to Health Matters. Today you are listening to the second episode of our Youth and Truth on Addiction series. You will hear youth from grades 6 through 12 discussing the risks of addiction and how easy it is to gain access to drugs. The first question discussed today is, how high is the risk of becoming addicted in this community?
I would say it's pretty high. Myself, I'm a really, like, stubborn person. Like, even though I've seen it, like, my whole life and my family has done it, like, I just, there, in my opinion, it either goes one way. Like, you're totally in everything you inside of you is against it, or you go into it. Like, that's what I noticed about people around here.
I would say that doing drugs here in community is probably, a high risk because one of my relatives, they passed away, but they overdosed, and that's how they passed away. And they had so much good stuff in life. Like, they had kids, they had a wife. Like I really didn't know, I'm still confused to this day, why they chose that road instead of just living life and loving his children and his little cousins and his nieces and nephews. I'm still confused to this day why he would choose that road.
What I think of what the risk is it's pretty high because everyone nowadays is doing it, all the grown-ups, and now all the kids think it's okay because they're doing it, so they just want to see what that feels like as well, and they'll be addicted to it, and when they have kids, they might get addicted to it, and so on, and so on, and so on.
I think it's a big risk because they may be maybe somebody who's really close to that person, like, who loves them with all their heart and do anything for them, and then, like, they can become a user, and if they left it around the house, like, little 5 or 6-year-olds might come over, think it's, like, a food or a candy, and they might do it, and it could affect their body system and the way they grow, and it won't be even be their fault, it would be, like, their parent or their brother or sister.
I think there's a very big risk anywhere you go. I have relatives, but obviously I don't see them, but there's a very big risk because even if I went over to, like, that relative's house, well, some of them don't even have a house, but I know there'd be drugs there. There's just a very big risk because they're everywhere. They're everywhere. It's a small town. It's a very big risk.
It's been a unanimous response that becoming addicted is a very high risk in this community, which leads to the next question. How easy is it to get drugs here?
I think it's pretty easy at the start, like, because everyone's so open with wanting to share it. Like, I know personally I've been offered, like, a bunch of different things to try, and I'm just like, no, I won't do it because I need to be clean for donating blood.
Honestly, I feel like it's pretty easy because there's people around that's, like, selling or growing or somehow getting hold of it in different ways, and you could either just steal it from someone or buy it from someone. There's always someone, I feel like, you know, that has something they can give you.
Yeah, I feel like it's really easy. I feel like pretty much it's like next door, I would say. Like, you could just go down the road and, like, there'd be someone you'd probably know that has drugs on them. You could just pretty much ask, and it's that easy.
It's pretty easy because usually when they do it, they're gonna not remember where they left it, and they're gonna leave it down lower, and the little kids are gonna see them doing it and thinking it's okay, and it's not up high where they can't reach it, and if they see them doing it, they're gonna want to do it too.
Right, and I think it's easier to get, like, it from younger people, like 7th grade or 8th grade, a couple years older than us. I think it's easier to get stuff from them because they'll think it's funny when, like, little kids, like, get stoned or drunk, or think they want to, like, watch their reaction and see how they act to it.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California. Our thanks to the 19 students who volunteered their voice to our community's effort to stem addiction. To protect confidentiality, we have withheld names and altered some voices. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Health Matters is produced by Cynthia Potin. This episode narrated by Joseph Orozco, engineered by Michael Heminger and Joseph Orozco. Youth and Truth on Addiction was developed as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism 2018 California Fellowship.